Welcome, Nickstreamers. This review is all about the chilling adventures of Sabrina, where I give you the good, the bad, and the interesting. Let's get into it right now. All right, guys, I'm gonna start with the good as I always do. Netflix, you have done an amazing job with sticking to the content and the actual meat and bones of Sabrina as far as the chilling adventures of Sabrina straight out of the comic books. I am super impressed. A few little things were tweaked, but overall you did a marvelously dark, deep dive with this series. I was super impressed. I was even impressed with, how, a lot of people are not gonna like this, but how just smack in the face you were to like anything that was kind of not pagan. I mean, not to say that I'm like a witch or anything, but what I'm saying is, it was so dark and it came out on Halloween. I mean, how yummy is that? Now, I gotta tell you, this is not for the kids, or if the kids are, you can watch with the kids, but you have a lot of explaining to do because it is a lot of statues, it is a lot of demons, it is a lot of, I mean, they go full on demonic in this series. There's pentagrams everywhere. There's the huge statue of you know who in the middle of the school where they learn. He's right there and it's huge and it's in your face. It begins with a B. You know who I'm talking about. Hey, you know, but they actually are going super hard. But I love it because it is so good. The special effects, even when they do come out, are awesome. You guys did a good job. So this is the good. I love the character plots. I love the fact that she's half witch. She's, you know, half human. She has that struggle there. That struggle is still there. But at the end, spoilers, guys, she does choose the path of night. I also like basically the camaraderie that ended up happening between the three witches, especially toward the end. But at first they were tormenting her, like they were hazing her basically when she had to actually go into the school on the weekends. And then she was still trying to balance her life during the week. But the way that was hazing her just showed her strength and, hey, I'm tougher than you think I am. And they totally despised her and stuff because of who her father was. But then when they got together and kind of did that, that spell on the boys that were actually bullying her friend, that was crazy. The special kind of cunning, actually that's the name that they actually call it, of her friend, Roz, I believe, had, and then she basically could see things and how that actually helped Sabrina at some point. If you haven't seen the show, I'm not trying to be too spoilery, but that, guys, it is good. It is dark. Be prepared for darkness. But if you're ready for that, dive into this series. So that is the good. I enjoyed it. It is a good watch, but maybe not watch it with the lights off. I'm just saying. You might hear some suspicious noises and be like, that was weird. And it really is anti-Christian. So if you're sensitive about those type of things, you're gonna be upset because there's a lot of stuff in there. Just warning. But if you are confident in what you believe in or whatever, and you're still enjoying a good dark horror kind of thing, go ahead and watch it and, you know, make the decision for yourself. The bad. All right. So we always start with the good. Let's get into the bad. All right, Sabrina. I guess the bad, which the internet is going crazy over, is that Salem doesn't talk. So we'll start with that, okay? So it's not much bad, but all my reviews are going to be, you know, kind of even keel. So the bad part is he doesn't talk. And if you're fans of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, from regular the TV shows, you know, from back in the day, you're used to Salem being a smart mouth, kind of funny, and yeah, and you know, cute. He was a warlock trapped in the cat's kind of body. He was sent there because he was bad. But in the twist, in this, it is actually her cousin that actually is a bad warlock. He actually kind of tried to do something with the Vatican. I'm not going to give you everything away, but you know, he did something super bad, and so they banished him, and now he's kind of restricted to the house. But there is a little leeway kind of given there when he actually is allowed to go to the school with Professor Blackwood, which he, oh my goodness, I love how they, you know, but the bad thing is he was kind of a hoe. He's kind of a, you know, he was messing around. And as you'll see, he messes around with one of the aunts too. He's just all over the place, and he has a illegitimate child that comes out, and so it's got kind of juicy there, and I was like, what? Oh, this is good. So, so good. Anyway, back to the bad. So Salem doesn't talk. I know there's so much good in here, it keeps slipping into the bad part, because, you know, but anyway, Salem doesn't talk, but I do like how he is actually kind of, a helper. He's kind of like on even keel. He's not like her, you know, slave or something. They have an agreement that they're working together to protect each other. She's protecting him. He's protecting her. She actually asked him from the woods to actually come and choose, you know, a familiar is what they're called. And he actually came to her and said, I heard you calling in the woods. Hey, now here I am. And, you know, let's do this. So, you know, whatever. Cool. I love woodland creatures too. Didn't know they also were out there, but whatever. Okay. Now, so that's mainly my bad thing, that Salem didn't talk, and there's a lot of loose ends when it comes to what happened with her parents. I think they're going to kind of squeeze that in for the next season. But I really wanted to know more about what happened with her parents. I know something kind of dark and sinister happened with her parents, like her parents didn't die in an accident, as everybody's telling her. The friend that has the cunning told her that, and actually, not the friend, cancel that. It was the three witches that were kind of hazing her. In the beginning, they said, you know, you don't want to end up like your parents. And she's like, what are you talking about? You know, if it's an accident, you know, how can I end up like them? So that's telling you something kind of weird happened with the parents. So I wish they would have just got a little more into that, but maybe that's just because I just wanted some more. Just give me the precious, give me more. Anyway, the interesting. Now it's time for the interesting. So the interesting part to me was, how are they able? I mean, I know it's Netflix and they can do anything, because on this channel, you're going to see a lot of reviews about a lot of Netflix. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Netflix, like, obviously. Nick streaming? Come on. You're on this channel because you're streaming. This is a channel about streaming and stuff that's streaming on Hulu, on Netflix, on Prime, on wherever. But Netflix, obviously, is king. So, with that said, it's interesting to me how they were able to go this extreme dark, this extreme blasphemous. I mean, they were clearly saying stuff on here like, you know, the false god. They were saying stuff like, hail, S, you know what I mean? YouTube, don't come for me. But, I mean, they were just slapping in the face like every 5 minutes, like bang, bang. I'm like, oh, I mean, I'm seeing some extreme stuff on Netflix, but this is extreme. Like, it is extreme. Oh, my goodness. So that's interesting how they just let them go super hard like that, and that they would go super hard like that. And I know the comics does go super hard, but wow. Also interesting is a little known fact that I found out. The star, Sabrina Spellman, the real star in real life, she is actually allergic to cats, like really allergic to cats. So she was willing, because a few times she like picked them up, and she had like a extreme allergic reaction. So that just tells you how dedicated she was to this part, because they used three different cats as Salem, real cats on the set. So she was like picking them up and around them all the time and stuff like that. And she's actually deadly, not deathly, you know, like she's not going to die, but she does have allergic reactions to cats. She's allergic to cats. How awesome is that? So that's really interesting. Like, interesting. I mean, of course you're not going to turn down a role because you're itchy from a cat, but you know, that's interesting to me. So anyway, another interesting, so let's do three for this, right? So the third interesting thing I would have to say is how many times they actually showed the statue of B. I don't even want to say it because I don't know what the censors are going to do on kind of YouTube, but there's this, okay, so there's this statue, there's this god, female masculine god that people worship that are into, you know, evil worshiping. Let's say that, you know, I won't say the other thing, but it's shown so many times, like it's following her, like in toward the end series episodes, it's like behind her, like it becomes part of her because she obviously chooses that way in the end, and then she's super powerful then. But it seems to me like they're making it seem like it's not that bad to like choose that way. And that's really interesting. Like, are they, as I was watching, I was like, are they trying to convince people that this is a thing? It kind of seemed that way. So that's kind of interesting. Anyway, so my rating, I always give everything a rating from 1 to 5. I have to give Sabrina a 4. And which is super high because it was good and they stuck to the content, the story content. But also, I couldn't give it a 5 because, I mean, there's some extreme stuff that is in there that is going way past the status quo. And so many times in there, I, you know, my grandmother would be like, what do you mean a 5? Because she's Christian. She's like, what do you mean a 5? What is wrong with you? So I couldn't do that. Sorry, guys. So, you know, but once you see it, you're going to see what I'm talking about. Anyway, tell me what you thought about the series. Leave your comments below and make sure you hit that notification bell and subscribe for more videos. Till next time, next streamers, keep watching.